Time now for your comments. Many of you have written about our coverage of the Pope's death. That coverage included a report on Opus Dei. That's a conservative Catholic movement. The group says Christians can sanctify the world through daily work. But our report also included comments from people who think the sect is corrupt and power-hungry. Listener Fran McCulloch of Denver writes that the story was, quote, a priceless example of a backhanded attack on both the church and John Paul, and it came only 3 days after his death.
Christopher Miras of New York City has a personal experience to add. He writes, I was a celibate member of Opus Dei for more than 6 years. I could never hope to meet a group of people who combine such complete dedication to the gospel of Jesus Christ with such exquisite respect for the freedom of every individual.
And this correction from that story, we said the founder of Opus Dei was canonized 27 years after his death, the fastest canonization in church history. We should have said the fastest in modern church history. Earlier saints, such as Francis of Assisi, were canonized more quickly.
Also during our coverage, we said the Vatican is a member of the United Nations. Not quite. The Holy See only has permanent observer status at the UN.
A few days ago, we interviewed an ultra-marathon man who soon plans to run 300 miles straight. Listener Mike Lannon of Louisville writes, I heard your story on Dean Karnassus and what appears to be his obsession to run long distances. This behavior strikes me, a layman, as similar to an individual who has to check the locks on his door 300 times a day. I think it would be interesting to hear a story as to why individuals engage in such activities. Where's the line between healthy exercise and obsessive-compulsive disorder?
And finally, where is the line between blue, powder blue, and Carolina blue? We were forced to confront that question after reporting on the college men's basketball championship. The North Carolina Tar Heels won, and while their uniforms look powder blue to the naked eye, and to our reporter, the official color, several of you told us, is Carolina blue. As Chris Preacher of Chapel Hill writes, only Carolinians and God know the difference, and it is impossible to explain.
And nothing could be finer than to hear from Carolina this morning, and from listeners elsewhere, of course. Please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name. Our address is morning@npr.org.